11th Hour Audio Productions presents Samhain, Pomona, All Hallows Eve, Halloween. Much like the trick-or-treaters of today, this beloved holiday has worn many masks throughout the centuries. The ancient Celts of Ireland believed that at the end of the harvest, with winter at their door, the border between the living and the dead was lifted. The ghosts of the recently departed were free to walk among us. But not all of these spirits were benevolent entities. Tales were told of those foolish enough to disrespect these apparitions. Men, women, and even children pulled from their homes and dragged into the lands of the dead. To combat these vengeful spirits, people began to wear costumes and leave offerings to appease and confuse the dark walkers. In tonight's story, Shadows of Halloween, four friends rediscover the true meaning of October 31st.
Fire red, summer's dead, yet shall it return. Burn, fire, burn! Dance the ring, luck to bring, when the year is a-turning. Chant the rhyme at Hallow's time, when the fire's burning. Fire glow, vision show, of the heart's desire, when the spell's chanted well. Of the witching fire. Fire spark, when nights are dark, makes our winter's warmth. Red leaves fall, earth takes all. Dance the ring, luck to bring, when the year's a-turning. Chant the rhyme at Hallow's time, when the fire's burning.
For crimes against the pumpkin patch, I sentence you to death. Happy Halloween!
Hey, Christine.
How's it going, Darian?
Just wanted to make sure we're still on.
Of course we are. Have I ever missed one of our Halloween get-togethers?
Did you get a chance to pick up the pumpkins?
Of course. I am the queen of the pumpkin patch, after all. I have 3 we can carve, and the 4th one I'll get for seeds.
Have you talked to Lewis?
Yes, I did. He got the okay from Claire, and he's good to go to our little soiree.
What about Billy?
He's going to the Ferguson's Halloween party. He said he'll stop by afterwards.
Great. And probably 3 sheets to the wind.
I never understood that saying.
That's a nautical thing.
Hold on a sec.
What is it?
Someone is standing at the front door. I didn't hear the doorbell.
Trick-or-treaters?
I don't think so. Hello? Nobody there.
Probably kids.
I guess. Anyway, let me finish up so I can hit the road. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. Be careful driving. The ghosts and goblins will be out in force.
See you in a bit. All right.
Later.
Good morning, Grimalkin. Hey! You ready to go to Darian's house? Now. Where's my broom?
Maddie Midnight here on WDHA, the Rock.
Hey, happy Halloween, Lewis.
Am I on speaker?
Don't worry, it's just me and Grimalkin.
Dear God, that cat hates me.
She's just not fond of men. I wouldn't take it personally. You on your way?
Yeah, I'm almost there. Did you talk to Darian? How did he sound?
He's fine.
Is he staying on his meds?
Yes. I check on him a few times a week. You know, you should check on him more often. He misses you. He won't ever admit it, but I can tell.
Not a lot of free time when you have a family and responsibilities.
I'm sure.
Oh, there you are. I see you pulling into the driveway.
Wow. Can you say red flags?
He does this every year. He needs a sense of normalcy after what he's been through.
Yeah, I guess this is normal for Darius.
Hey, put a sock in. He's looking out the window.
Welcome to the Haunted Mansion.
How's it hanging, brother?
I'm good. Happy Halloween. And look what we have here, my favorite Wiccan.
Happy Halloween.
Quite a presentation you got here.
Yeah, I added a bunch of high-end props this year. Spent a lot of time and money at Spencer Gifts. This will be the house all the trick-or-treaters will be talking about tomorrow.
Do you mind helping me get the pumpkins out of the car?
Happy Halloween, Grimalkin.
Did you really have to bring her?
Hey, what's Halloween without a black cat?
Come on, let's get those pumpkins. I'm feeling artistic. Horseman Head Pumpkin Ale. My favorite brew this time of year.
Damn, that's fantastic. I take back everything I've ever said about you.
You've done a great job on the deck. Wow, the yard is beautiful. All the changing colors.
I'm trying to be more handy these days, you know? And we can see if any trick-or-treaters are at the door from here.
Kind of early yet.
The little ones will be out soon.
Brings back memories of a simpler time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Just seeing Berry Street again reminds me of my mother, when she used to take me trick-or-treating after we got home from school from the Halloween parade. I must have worn that Princess Leia costume until middle school.
I preferred the Jedi version you wore at Comic-Con.
You watch it.
My mother wasn't so DIY. All I ever had was the Ben Cooper costumes. Plastic mask with a rubber band and a smock. I still have a bunch in the attic. In mint condition.
You always looked so dopey in that Lone Ranger mask.
Interesting pumpkin you carved there, Lewis. What did you say it was again? A smiling turd?
It's a classic jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, that's what it is. I couldn't tell.
Oh, nice Michael Myers D. It'll look great on the porch. Especially with a candle in it at night. Ooh, makes me want to watch Halloween again.
My homage to the greatest horror movie of all time.
Ugh, not that debate again.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. You like that Nightmare on Crap Street nonsense.
It's so much scarier than Halloween. No comparison. Christine, tell this chump who's right.
I don't know. I'm more of a Hocus Pocus girl myself, actually.
Hocus Pocus? You just lost your Halloween cred.
Yeah, you feeling all right? Do you need to lie down?
It's cute. It gets me in the Halloween mood.
Well, I guess it is cute.
Horror movies should be terrifying, not cute.
Fine. Then I cast my vote for The Exorcist.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
So then the million-dollar question is, what do we watch to kick off Monster Fest?
Evil Dead!
Darian, do you know that guy?
Can't say that I do.
That's an amazing costume! Look at that makeup job!
Looks like a zombie.
I'd say more like a ghoul.
What's the difference?
A ghoul is more of an evil spirit than a mindless zombie.
Sorry I asked.
Is he staring at us?
A nice costume, buddy.
Must be a method actor.
Creepy is what he is.
Well, it looks like he's heading down the street.
Who wants to go for a walk? Take a little tour around the old neighborhood.
I'd like that. Darian?
You two go. I'll clean up and get the candy ready. It's almost time for the show to begin. And just don't be too long. The sun is starting to go down.
And you know what that means.
We'll be back in a few, weirdo.
Hey, Lewis. Remember, you're a married man.
So, how's the family?
Good. Emily's going to a haunted sleepover at her friend's house, and Claire's going to stay with her. She and the other moms use it as a girls' night in. Drink wine, talk bad about their husbands.
Sounds like fun. Cool.
So how have you been? Still seeing what's-his-face?
David? Oh, no. That ended a while back. Just focusing on myself now.
The witch stuff.
Wicked jerk. I've been surrounded by negative forces for so long, I decided to let the light in, being positive, you know.
I get it. I really do. Do you ever...
I know we never talked about it, but I think we should leave it in the past. I cherished our time together. I really did. Those were some really fun times. It was great. But things have to change. You're one of my best friends. And I love you. And for me, that's enough.
As always, you're right. But has anyone told you how amazing you are?
Not lately.
Well, you are.
Look over there. The trailhead to the swamp. Where we used to catch frogs.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we filled your mom's pool with them?
I think she's still mad at me for that one.
Oh, man. Look who it is.
The ghoul. Doesn't that man have a party to go to?
You're a witch. You should like that kind of thing. Besides, maybe he's single.
Yeah, always the comedian. Wiccans serve the light, not the dark. And I prefer the Prince Charming type.
Well, come on, Glinda. Let's go check out the swamp.
No way. It's headed in there. I'm not going in there.
Come on, chicken. He's probably just taking the shortcut to the mall. And if you play your cards right, you can get his digits.
If we go in there and I get axed to death, it's on you.
Fair enough.
Hold on a minute.
What are you doing?
Close your eyes.
But...
just close your eyes and take my hand. The breath of life and the light of my mind creates an enchantment of protection and comfort. As the air we breathe is purified, I surround us with an orb of gold. This golden haze is constantly purified and separated from any negativity. May our space be protected.
What was that?
A protection spell. It's used to ward off dark forces.
Well then, let's go. Darian seems better.
No hallucinations last 6 months.
I can't imagine what it's like to actually believe you're surrounded by monsters and demons.
Watching your sister getting murdered in front of you would mess up anyone. Even the strongest person.
I don't doubt it. There he is.
Let's go back. The guy is clearly not right.
He's almost around the bend. See? He's gone.
This place is so unnerving. I don't like it. Why did we used to spend so much time in here?
Best place to catch frogs. And other things.
We agreed not to talk about that.
Sorry.
We should be getting back. Darian's gonna start wondering where we've gotten off to.
Remember the story about the old man with the shotgun? His cabin is out here somewhere.
What is wrong with you?
What are you worried about? We have a bubble of protection around us.
What was that?
Shh. Listen.
You just got your butt kicked by a rabbit.
Ha ha, very funny.
You're soaked.
Oh, yeah.
Jerk! It's crazy.
Happy Halloween, guys. What the hell happened to you?
Indiana Dope here had the idea of traveling into a swamp. Attacked by a vicious vampire rabbit. I'm going to go change into my costume.
Hey. Look. What is your problem, man?
What did I do?
I spent my entire adolescence dealing with the Louis and Christine emotional roller coaster. I don't want to see her get hurt again.
Chill out, man. We were just having some fun.
Look, I'm sorry. I just like things the way they are now. It's been hard the past year, and it's nice to have my friends back.
I wish I could have been there for you. I know I haven't been the best friend in the world.
Come on. I have some dry clothes you can use.
Happy Halloween! Goodbye, children. Don't you venture here again, ever.
That's probably the last of them. What a year. They gave out 300 bags. I think that's a new record.
I didn't see too many monster costumes this year. Mostly Star Wars and Disney princesses. Only a few witch ones, too, sadly.
Yeah, not like the old days when everyone was Jason, Michael, or Freddy.
Why didn't you wear a costume, Lewis? You always loved getting dressed up.
I haven't in years. It's been more about the kids recently. I kind of got away from it.
Well, it can be foolhardy not to disguise yourself this time of year.
The thin veil between the living and the dead is pushed aside on Halloween night. The dead walk once more among the living.
And much worse things. Evil things. And if you aren't careful, you can be pulled into the land of the dead. Unless they think you're one of them.
Idiots.
What's up, Billy?
Dude, you gotta come out here.
What?
I'm bobbing for apples.
Where are you?
I'm about to knock all these bikes over. It's gonna be great.
No. No, don't do that. Stay put.
No, wait, man.
No, stay there. We will come pick you up. Bye.
Is he drunk?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
But it's time for the evil dead.
He's only 10 minutes away. Well, grab him and be back in time to watch Ash kick some dead-eyed ass.
I can drive.
No, we can take the Hummer. I have you blocked in.
Well, it is the perfect vehicle for a zombie apocalypse.
Where did all this fog come from? I don't remember the forecast mentioning it.
The weatherman is never right. It's a rule. It's almost like a law of physics.
It's a John Carpenter special. The fog.
I thought Billy was off the bottle.
He's been better, but falls off the wagon from time to time. At least he called.
Where's he at?
The Ferguson's annual Halloween party.
Oh, wow. We used to spy through their bedroom window when they had their special adults-only parties. That Mrs. Ferguson is one hot cougar.
You're disgusting.
I remember you standing right next to me, that cute little nose pressed up against the glass. Your hot breath steaming up the window.
Oh, shut up!
Here we are. Man, look at all that toilet paper.
It's like a mummy exploded out here.
Good one.
You guys go get Billy. I'm gonna hang out here. Too many people in there I'm trying to avoid. I think I'll bum a cigarette off that guy in the Star Trek uniform. Spare keys in the back passenger wheel well if you get back before me.
Okay, gotcha.
Nice costume.
Thanks.
Red shirt ensign. Always the first to die. I love classic Trek. Is that a Klingon bat'leth through your chest?
Yes.
You know the Klingon never used them in the original show.
You don't have many friends, do you?
No. No, I don't. Hey, can I bum one of your smokes?
I don't see him.
Over by the apple bobbing station. Over there.
Billy.
Oh, Lewis. Christine. How are you guys? Long time no see.
We're good. Darian is waiting outside.
Cool.
That's a great costume.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
What?
Jon Snow, Game of Thrones.
I'm Aragorn, Lord of the Rings.
You shall not pass!
What?
Never mind.
Guys, we need to get going.
Hey! Can we stay for one more song? I just talked to the DJ and he's going to play Oingo Boingo's Dead Man's Party!
That's my favorite party song. Can we stay? Pretty please?
Just for the song, then we really need to go.
Yeah! Woo!
Now, Kirk was great and all, but in my opinion, Deep Space Nine was the best of the shows.
Look, man, can we just enjoy the night in peaceful silence? Yeah,
sure. I guess so. Where did all this fog come from?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just making pleasant conversation. Hey, I know that guy. Hey, I saw you practicing on Berry Street. Nice outfit, brother. I love the whole undead thing. Top-notch work.
Your friend doesn't say much, and he smells like...
What the hell? Is this a joke? Oh my god. You ripped out his heart. This can't be happening. No, not again. Not again. What? Where did they go? Where did they go?
All dressed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man over my shoulder. Waiting for an invitation to arrive. Going to a party where no one's still alive.
I was struck by lightning. Walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming. Leave your body at the door.
Leave your body and soul at the door.
Don't run away. It's only me.
Okay, enough.
You know, for a pagan, you're not very fun.
Where the hell is Darian?
I don't know, but I hope he's got some beer back at the house. I got a serious buzz, and I want to keep riding this crazy train and do some monster mashing!
I think you've had enough.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you two back together again? I told Darian it was only a matter of time till you were getting down and dirty again.
Billy, I'm married.
You two are married? Congratulations!
Good Lord! Where the hell is Darian?
Is that him running?
Drive the car!
What?
Drive now! Do it!
All right!
Darian, hey, calm down. What's the matter? What happened?
I just watched that guy, that ghoul we saw today back at the house. It ripped a man's heart out and ate it in front of me.
Awesome.
Shut up, Billy. You sure it wasn't staged? That guy's getup is professional.
It was just a Halloween trick.
It wasn't any goddamn trick. Jesus Christ, it killed that guy.
Okay, then we need to go back. Call the police. Can you show us where it happened?
They just vanished.
Vanished.
The fog, it engulfed them, and they were just gone.
They were swallowed by the fog.
I'm not crazy.
Whoa, no one said you're crazy.
But that's what you're thinking. Crazy Darian is seeing monsters again.
Darian, it's all right. Hey, we believe you.
Yeah, let's get back to the house. Then we can figure out what's going on.
Okay.
You got any of the pumpkin ale left? That shit's the bomb, son!
This tea'll fix you right up. Here you go.
Thanks, Christine. I appreciate this, but you don't have to worry about me. I'm fine.
Of course you are. I'm going to go check on Lewis. I'll be right back, okay?
How is he?
He's drinking the chamomile tea. It'll calm his nerves.
Yeah, he's batshit crazy.
Damn it, Billy! Have some compassion!
You two don't see Darian as much as I do. And granted, I'm drunk a lot of the time, but I do notice things.
Like what?
Talks to himself. I don't mean like in the car talking to yourself type stuff. I mean like arguing with yourself. Screaming at the top of your lungs shit.
But I thought he was getting better.
It's an act. You come over and you do your good witch of the East vid and you think, everything is hunky-dory. But sister, let me tell you, he hadn't improved one single solitary bit, but...
But what?
I've been thinking about it, and maybe it's the beer talking, but maybe, just maybe, he isn't a sandwich short of a picnic, and he really is seeing monsters. It is Halloween, after all. And my friends, if that's the case, I'm not nearly drunk enough.
You can't be serious.
I know what it is now.
Damn, Darian. You scared the living crap out of me.
It's Halloween. It's always been about Halloween. the one night of the year when the dead dance with the living, when evil walks unhindered.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about trick-or-treating. I'm talking about the tradition of dressing up like a monster to hide from the monsters. Don't you get it?
No, I most certainly do not get it.
The guy at the party, he was dressed like a Star Trek character, a pop culture icon. The ghoul knew it wasn't one of them, so it killed him and dragged his remains back to the land of the dead. It makes perfect sense now.
Sounds plausible. I'm with the kook. Hey,
Darian, you need to relax. There's no need to get worked up. Everything's okay. We're here. It's fine.
Relax? No way! No, I finally see what's going on. The dead have risen, and they're coming for us.
It's a little late for trick-or-treats.
Lewis, don't!
This is ridiculous. The dead aren't walking the streets. There are no such things as monsters. It's just kids playing a prank. Shit.
It can't be. No.
Oh, now do you believe me?
Hey, guys, he brought friends.
The house is surrounded. I can't see past the front yard. The fog is so thick.
What are we gonna do?
Call the police.
My phone has no signal.
Same here.
Of course you don't. You should know better. You've seen every horror movie ever made.
I have an idea. We need to get to the attic.
The attic? We'll be trapped up there.
That's where I keep my old Halloween costumes.
Disguise yourself.
Are we really doing this?
Dude, have you looked out the window?
Go! I'll hold them off!
Are you crazy? You won't stand a chance. There must be hundreds of them.
Go! Run!
No! No!
That thing just tossed Billy out the window like a rag doll.
Billy!
Come on! Come on! In that orange box over in the corner is the costumes. Here, Lewis, take the skeleton one. Christine, a witch for you, and I'll use the werewolf. Make sure to put on the mask.
Is this really going to work?
I hope so.
Oh my God, what happened to Billy? We're all gonna die.
No, we're not.
They're almost here. Stand still. Keep your masks on.
Gravel can get back.
They're gone. We did it!
But what about Billy?
Come on. Let's get downstairs.
Don't take off your masks yet. They may still be out there.
The fog's receding.
Looks like they're really gone.
We have to find Billy. Billy! Billy! Where are you? Billy!
What do you think happened to him?
I'm afraid they dragged him back down.
Billy!
To the land of the dead.
So, to all you would-be trick-or-treaters on this most sacred of nights, make sure to lock all your doors and keep your most ghoulish mask close at hand, for you never know when the ghosts and ghoulies will knock upon your door and drag you away to the realm of the dead. Happy Halloween. Shadows of Halloween was written and produced by Neil Gustin of Twilight Audio Theater. cover design by Pete Lutz, starring Tanya Malejevic of Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind as Christine, Austin Beach of Audio Oblivious Productions as Lewis, Matthew Boudreau of Aural Stage Studios as Billy, Owen McEwen as Darian, Pete Lutz of Potpourri Theater and the Narada Radio Company was the narrator and the red shirt. Music by Kevin MacLeod and Nine Inch Nails. A very special thanks to Josh Price and Tanya Malejevic for rebuilding the sound library. This has been a Twilight Audio Theater production for The 11th Hour. Copyright 2017.